From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, here we are, folks. Hour three, the final broadcast hour of what has really been a terrific broadcast week here at the program. Great to have you guys with us. Hope you're getting ready for a great, great weekend, wherever you might be across the Fruited Plain. Hey, we were going to have James O'Keefe on this segment. Just got word that they have had to cancel. But James O'Keefe from Project Veritas has uncovered yet another scandal involving Twitter and Twitter's head honcho. We call him out. What is it? His Twitter handle is Jack. This is Twitter handle, and looks like the leftist black sheep of the Duck Dynasty family. He's got the long beard. He looks very unkempt. I guess is the it's unkempt. Not a very good looking fellow right now. Looks like he's been through the ringer. He hasn't been handling the pandemic as well as the rest of us. I'm not quite sure personal hygiene is up there on the top 10 list of the Twitter CEO. Anyway, he's got this audio, and we're going to play this for you here in just a moment, of the CEO, the chief executive officer of Twitter, saying, hey, look, it's not just about Donald Trump. We're going after everybody. And they're saying that the conservative purge on social media is just getting underway. So this is not just about President Trump. This is about all of us. As a matter of fact, we understand from the folks who run Parler that Amazon kept asking them a question. Now, Amazon provided the servers for Parler, the conservative social media platform. And they kept calling and asking a very odd question, a very unusual question. They wanted to know if Parler was going to be hosting President Trump. And, of course, Parler would not respond yay or nay. But finally, Amazon just decided to pull the plug. And there is some indication they did that to prevent President Trump from having a platform. And can I just tell you, and I don't know if any of you folks are on Twitter, but it's just not as fun as it used to be. You know, everybody's on edge. Nobody knows what they're able to write. The president's not there. It's just boring. And you wonder, how long is Twitter going to be able to survive? Maybe this is it. Twitter's going to go away. But it's just not as fun as it used to be. Anyway, I want you to hear this audio from Project Veritas.
We do intend to do a full retro, as I said in my note. It is going to take some time. And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon.
So there you heard it. That is the chief executive officer of Twitter saying that they're coming after you. And I'm curious what you guys have done here as a result of the banishments on social media platforms. Have you gone somewhere else? There are people that are going to MeWe. There are people that are going to Gab. And there are some people that are just turning it all off. They said, you know what? We've had enough. That's it. What about you? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is another story I want to bring to your attention. There's an effort to radically go after children of Trump supporters. We told you a few days ago about the PBS lawyer, And Claire, do we have those clips of the PBS lawyer? So I want to set this up for you because there's another story that has dropped, a separate issue, but I think it goes to the heart of where we're at right now, where you have a PBS lawyer who called for the children of Republicans to be put into re-education camps. He called them enlightenment camps. Let's take a listen to some of the audio.
Enlightenment camps.
Right.
They're nice. They have Sesame Street characters in the classroom, and they watch PBS all day.
So the guy goes on and on and on, talking about how he wants to put the kids in these camps where they would be forced to watch Sesame Street. They would basically be re-educated, deprogrammed. He said that the children of these Trump supporters are horrible, horrible people. Now the guy is out of a job. You know, they've let him go. But the fact of the matter is the guy said it. You had Rick Klein, by the way, Rick Klein from ABC News, their political director, who was on record as saying that there needed to be some sort of a cultural cleansing of Trump supporters in America. Now, he later deleted those tweets under fire, but it doesn't matter. That's what he said. That's what he was thinking. And my question again, what kind of a person thinks like that? So you have these elements out there. The Bernie Sanders campaign staffers caught on video saying that conservatives should be rounded up. If their guy won the election, they should be rounded up and put into these gulags, just like the Soviets used to do. Do you think this is all coincidental? You see, I don't think it is. I think this goes to the mindset, the heart of who these people really are. This is what the intolerance of the left looks like. And now you have many of these people that are out there trying to shame you, trying to shut you down. We had the young man, what was his name? Dawson Buchanan, yesterday on this program, offered a job at private jet services only to be told he was fired because he worked for the Trump campaign. I suspect more of this is going to happen in the coming days. So look, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's get to the phones. Jim in Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Jim, what's on your mind today? What's going on?
Yeah, I was talking to you about Twitter.
All right, what about Twitter, Jim?
Yeah, I was on Twitter, and I went to Parler, and then they suspended me the day after they suspended Trump, President Trump, and I went back to check and see if I was still suspended yesterday, and I'm not suspended anymore, but I have zero following and zero followers, when before I had almost 7,000, over 6,000 each.
Wow, so you lost about 6,000 followers on Twitter, is that right?
I lost way over 6,000.
My goodness, yeah, our last count, we were about 20...
Can I get my Twitter name?
Do what?
May I give my Twitter name?
Sure. Go right ahead.
It's at JSKIRBY and then the digit 3. JS Kirby 3.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, we lost about 25,000, Jim. So it's pretty bad. You know, it's bad for everybody out there. And I'm sorry you lost those followers. But maybe, folks, you just gave out your Twitter handle. So maybe some folks will be able to give you a follower. Follow on Twitter. Jim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Michelle in Ohio. Hi, Michelle. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. I had a Twitter account, which I basically used for notifying my legislators on possibly, legislation that I wanted them to say yes or no on. Well, when they deplatformed Trump off of there. I just went ahead and ditched that, jumped on a Parler, and of course that's down. But I was just on Saturday thrown in a Facebook jail because I tried to post a video from CNN, and it was a message, or it was a video between Fauci and one of the guys that are on the show, Cuomo. And they said it was misinformation. I was in Facebook jail for 24 hours. And what concerns me is that I have my homeschool groups on there to be able to communicate. I have Bible studies. And I also have a shopping group where women in the area will let us know if a certain business is very friendly to people without masks. So my concern is not being able to have access to that information, but also that's where I listen to you online during the day, because I don't have the ability with the radio out here. I'm in a weird spot, so I can't tune in.
No, well, look, I understand. Look, I get that, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we are still on Facebook and social media. Is, you know, we understand a lot of people, that's the only way they can get this program. And by the way, Michelle, heaven forbid they ever ban us. But if you go to my website and our live show blog, you can actually watch the video there. So if we ever go down off of social media, you can always find us on the website. But you're right, Michelle, it's tough because many people have, and I understand when people, you know, and I'm one of the top people out there saying Twitter, Facebook have a right to determine who gets to hang out on their platform. But the other part of that, Michelle, is that, you know, the way our lives are lived now, most of our lives revolve around what's happening on Facebook and Twitter.
Exactly. If I don't have access to that information, it makes it more difficult. But it concerns me as to where we are headed in this nation, and not being able to have free thought, to be able to have a share of ideas. What does that do for my children growing up? And that's what I fear, I think, the most, is the next generation and what kind of information that they are being fed, if it's the right information or it's not.
Michelle, you are very wise to be concerned about that. And I don't mean to throw another wrench into the equation here. I'm a huge advocate of homeschooling, Michelle. I just think that's the best way to go. But I got to tell you, a lot of people say, oh, I'm just going to send my kid to Christian school and that'll be good. Michelle, I hate to say this, but a lot of those Christian schools are just as bad as the public schools.
And I'm starting to find that out, too, sadly, and it breaks my heart. But it has been a positive experience the last 6 months that we've been doing it, and it's been very freeing for us. And I think the children are really enjoying it, too. So, and I work full time. So if I can do it, shout out to the parents. You can do it, too. You can make it work.
You see, good for you. Michelle, you are an American patriot, and you are doing your part to make sure the next generation of American young people love this country and understand what it means to be an American. God bless you, and thank you for what you do, and to give us a call back sometime. I like that. I like those kinds of callers. You see, Michelle came to the table today with some solutions and some concerns, you know, and so good for you, Michelle. All right, let's go to Bob in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, Bob, what's going on today?
Hey, Todd, old buddy, what's happening? Hey, we've talked before. Yeah, I'm that crazy hillbilly down here. Told you once before, we need to come on down here and get you some North Carolina barbecue.
Bob, I didn't realize you guys had hillbillies in North Carolina. I thought those were up in East Tennessee.
Hey, I'm a double threat, man, because I'm actually a transplant. I'm from the Ozarks originally.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Bob,
I'm a double threat to any Democrat. Look at here, man. The sea hag up there on Capitol Hill and her minions. They just made probably one of the biggest mistakes they ever made with our president, because it wasn't him they impeached. It was us.
Mm.
Okay? That's my view. And we've lost the government. That's my point. Okay? Because we've lost the judicial system and people don't even realize it. Okay? We just had 7 people, I call them people because I no longer consider them justices, that decided we're not even going to do our constitutional duty. We're not even going to look at this case. It's only a simple case of election fraud on the biggest and one and only nationwide election we have in the country, but we're not going to look at it.
Bob, let me ask you a question.
We're willing to do it.
Bob, let me ask you a question. I mean, you're a smart guy. You're from the Ozarks. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now, they have literally cut off the Capitol building, barbed wire, razor wire fencing all over the place. You've got the streets.
I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm here to tell you right now, Todd, I see it. I'm watching it on television, and I'll tell you what we have. There's an invasion force. Man, that's more to people than we had going into Quantrain. I mean, Lord have mercy. They have an invading army. It's what it would be if they weren't Americans.
25,000.
The number of people.
25,000 troops, boots on the ground in Washington, D.C., Bob.
That's a lot. Trust me, I know. Man, I spent 22 years in the Marine Corps. Unfortunately, 2 years in the State Department, too. I wish I hadn't done that. But nevertheless, it taught me a lot. And, Lord, I could go on and off. Right now, I'm here to tell you, we've lost them because they went with the left. So we've lost all three branches of government, okay? And then, to make matters worse, we've got Republicans up there like Liz Cheney and you know, globalists like her, New World Order. They're going to get primaried out. She doesn't know it, but that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, there is great anger. I was checking in with some folks in the know in Wyoming. And they're saying there is great anger and unrest in the Republican circles. Cheney may hold on to her leadership position, but she may lose her seat in Congress. And so we'll see what happens there. Bob got a skedaddle. Thank you for the call. You're a great American patriot. So he's a hillbilly, and he's a redneck. That's a lot to go through right there. All right. I like Bob. Hey, let's go to Mary, North Little Rock, Arkansas, on KARN. Hi, Mary. Real quick, what's up?
Hey, Todd. I got three things to say real quick, and I want you to address them when you can. Number one, don't we have the right to sue for them discriminating against us because of our political beliefs?
Yes,
number
you
two,
do.
Okay, so why are we not doing that? Number two, what about the fact that... When are we going to boycott Amazon and all of these people? When are we going to find out what they own and start to boycott their stuff?
And number three.
And number three, I forget.
Mary, Mary, don't go anywhere. Hang tight. I'm going to answer this question. You can start that boycott right now, Mary, if you want to. All it takes is not shopping on Amazon. All it takes is canceling that Amazon Prime membership. And we talked about this earlier in the week. Mary, terrific question, by the way. Shop local. Do business with people you know. Do business with people who share your values. It's not going to happen all the time. But you know what? You'd be surprised at how often you can do that. It's going to make a difference. And more importantly, you got to tell these big box stores. Tell Amazon why you're not going to give them your business anymore. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. This is The Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program on this Friday edition, the final half hour of the final hour of the final show of the work week. So I got a little confused in that, Grace Baker, but you knew where I was going with it. By the way, QAnon the Shaman is back in the headlines. So this is the 33-year-old bare-chested man who lives with his mother, who got caught wearing the furry hat with the horns, in jail, very upset because there's not a single organic kale chip to be found. And now this guy wants a presidential pardon. So he's asking the president for... I think the president's probably like, you know what? We did Roger Stone. That's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. So there you go. We'll keep you posted. Not looking good, though, for the furry horn guy. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, great American columnist Charlie Hurt. You know, Charlie, you know, I still go back to this argument. When you look at the guy, you know, the furry hat horn guy, he doesn't exactly scream, "Make America Great Again." You know what I mean?
Yeah, he looks like he's probably more in he looks like he, except for the horns, he might be a vegan. And last I checked, there aren't a whole lot of MAGA vegans out there. But not that I'm knocking vegans, because I'm not. I think vegans are great. Whatever.
I will say
but
this.
I'm just thinking it's not exactly MAGA.
I don't mean to, and I don't mean to, I don't want this to come across as being flippant about what happened last week, but when I heard the breaking news that Trump supporters were storming the U.S. Capitol, my first question was, how are they getting up the stairs? I mean, yeah. They're not the healthiest folks.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. This has been kind of the problem for Trump. But, you know, it is interesting, and you're right. Nobody wants to be flippant about it because, of course, obviously, when you take law and order, I don't know, as seriously as you and I and most Americans do, anything like this is contemptible and cannot be condoned. And, you know, we always stand firmly against it. But what's kind of interesting is because, you know, people like you and me always have to preface anything we say about this by once again condemning the behavior. It puts everything else in the back seat about talking about the specifics of what happened and talking about you know we can't get to talking about the rank hypocrisy of Democrats until we have at first, you know, the first thing we have to do is condemn this. And so it's this weird thing where it's kind of truncated the discussion that we would like to have about all of this, namely how great it is that finally so many of these Democrats are condemning violence, the very same people who did not condemn any of the violence during the summer and didn't have a problem with anything, you know, the bombing of a federal building, police station, the attacks on the police, all these things that these people, not only did they not condemn it, but heck, you had people like Kamala Harris raising money to get these miscreants and thugs out of jail in time for the next riot. And so, because we have to sort of stop and remind everybody, yes, indeed, we condemn every bit of it, we don't really get to talk as much as I wish we could about some of the more important specifics of all this.
And that's a great point. You know, early on, I'm like, hold up, everybody. Let's, you know, before we jump, you know, a rush to judgment, let's see if we can get the facts here to understand what's going on. And I think, you know, we're getting some of those facts, bits and pieces of it. But the FBI came out and said, yeah, no Antifa, no Black Lives Matter. These are all Trump guys. Well, now we know that's not true. Now there's apparently a text message surfacing that suggested there may have been as many as 200 Antifa protesters there, and we just don't know. And what gets me, Charlie, is you just had 10 Republicans led by Liz Cheney say it doesn't matter what the evidence is, we're gonna impeach Trump anyway.
But I have to say that this is a great moment in American history. It's so wonderful to finally have a member of the Cheney family who's not in favor of an armed insurrection. That's just wonderful. I think we should all sit around and applaud Liz Cheney. It's so marvelous. Well, I wonder what her reservation about this supposed armed insurrection was. Maybe it wasn't enough U.S. soldiers who lost their lives over there. Might that be it? I don't know. But I think we should all give her a nice little golf applause for finally finding an insurrection.
Oh, my God.
That her family doesn't support.
Nobody does snark like Charlie Hurt, ladies and gentlemen. Do not try this at home. Leave it to the professional. Charlie, speaking of military, you've got razor wire fence around just about every federal building in Washington, D.C. You've got streets blocked off with concrete barricades, an occupying force of 25,000 soldiers. It really does. You know, what sort of optics is Biden going for here?
Yeah, no, it's really crazy, and it's one of those moments where you think that you're reminded of just how much Democrats and their leftist crazy masters play. They really are playing a game so many degrees more sophisticated than anything that, that Republicans ever play. And all of this plays into this idea that somehow, you know, let's be clear, this was not an attempted coup. This was not an insurrection. At no point was anybody ever going to, you know, wrest control of the government away from you know, duly elected politicians. Obviously, it's in Democrats' best interest to sort of stir up and foment that you know, that story, and obviously the media goes right along with it, and they want to do it as well. But and that's what we're, of course, we're seeing now. And of course, Republicans who are just, you know, they're terrified by what all happened, and a lot of them are, and some of them are actual idiots, like Liz Cheney, who are they're beyond useful idiots. They actually want to, they have motives of their own to hype all of this up into something far larger than it was. But the other thing that I think is interesting is, you know, yeah, a lot of people immediately believed that this was some sort of Antifa black flag operation. And, you know, a reasonable person might say, well, that's insane. That's ridiculous. What kind of a conspiracy theory is this? Well, you know what? Look at what President Trump, look what these people have done to President Trump the past 4 years. A true attempted coup, a true attempt to overturn the last election, a true attempt. And they lied. They knowingly lied. They made up stories. They hatched conspiracy theories. They spread them all over the place. The media picked them up. They willingly lied to readers. They did all of this for 4 years. And then people are shocked that some of us, myself included, when I first saw this story, my immediate reaction was, well, there's something else going on here.
That's right.
This is yet another, you know, crazy, insane story peddled by Adam Schiff about hookers in a, you remember Adam Schiff, the guy that was trying to get the news?
Oh, the golden shower. Got, yes.
Yeah, in the golden shower. But remember, the Adam Schiff thing was the, that was the, remember the Ukrainian radio show called up and punked him and talked him into, convinced him that they had nude pictures of Donald Trump? And he went for it. So how can you blame people like me for just my immediate reaction is, well, obviously this is something that Antifa did or Democrats are behind it. I mean, look what we've been through, you know?
It's a fair point. It's a fair point. Charlie Hurd on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Charlie, real quick, where do we go from here? What's this country going to look like on, you know, the day after Inauguration Day?
Well, I do think that Democrats, you can always rely on Democrats to overreach, and I think we're already seeing that. And I think that the next 2 years are going to be a very, very difficult 2 years. My prayer is that Republicans, establishment Republicans, starting with Liz Cheney herself, will stop and evaluate. Don't try to blame everything on Trump. All the problems of Washington are not Trump's fault. These people have been around for decades and decades and decades longer. Donald Trump has just been here for 4 years. Everything is not his fault. And Republicans need to take stock of their own responsibility here and figure out how they are to blame, fix those things, find a positive agenda. They got Trump elected and earned him more votes than any Republican in history, and then move forward with purpose and truthfulness and seriousness. And if Republicans are capable of doing that in 2 years, they will win back enough of the government to stop some of the insanity. And I would argue that if they keep doing it and they stay, they figure out how to act like adults and then continue to act like adults, they could win back everything in 4 years and set us on a glide path to make positive change in this country that we have not seen since Ronald Reagan. Positive, enduring change. There was, what Trump did was positive change, but the problem was it wasn't as enduring as we need.
And you know, Charlie, on a personal level, I think over the past 4 years, Trump has not only exposed the fake conservatives, the faux conservative crowd, I think he also exposed the faux conservative columnists and pundits and things of that nature. And I'm predicting over the next 4 years, I think your audience is going to just explode because you've shown and you've illustrated in your writings that you're the real deal. And I think you've got great things moving forward into the next couple of years.
Well, you're very kind to say that. It is amazing how many people in our business glommed on to Trump because they felt like they had no other choice. And we now see that they actually considered themselves whoring themselves out to the Trump agenda, because now they're all fleeing as soon as he no longer holds power. And they're missing the whole lesson of Trump. The whole lesson of Trump is that people loved him despite his flaws. Loved him despite the stuff that we could make a long list of all the things that he's done wrong and that he does wrong. We loved him because on the issues, he was right on, I think, like 95%. If I went down the list of issues, it was like 90-95%. You can't get that out of any politician. And yet here this guy was.
It's true.
Right on all these issues.
It's true. Charlie, got to leave it there. We got to run for a break. Look, get out there. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
All right. The great Washington Times columnist, I think he's editor of the opinion page. He's a head honcho over at the Washington Times, Charlie Hurt. Wow. So, team, we covered just about everything in that Charlie Hurt interview. We got the hookers, the whores, and the golden showers mentioned. I think we need to go to church now. Hang tight. We're getting to your calls. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, let's get right to the phones here. Let's go to East Memphis. David is listening to us on KWAM. We love our KWAM listeners. Hi, David. How's it going today?
Good afternoon again, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
So I got two things for you, as I was telling Miss Grace. All these people who are buying from Amazon, they think they're saving money, but by the time you pay the membership or pay shipping, you're paying literally pennies within the difference of what it costs to buy it locally.
That's a great point.
I don't buy from Amazon unless I absolutely positively have to. There are some things that I can't find anywhere else. And the other thing is a question, because I'm not a political person. I don't understand all of the politics and stuff. I just work. Can we not on the next election, and somebody will have to answer this, can we not on the next election write in term limits for the Senate and the House of Representatives?
Well,
on the ballot.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't work like that. It's a terrific idea, though, but it doesn't work like that. And honestly, I'm not sure term limits would be the answer, David. You know, I think the issue here is we've got to be able to elect men and women to office who will live up to their campaign promises. And I don't care if that person is, you know, been in Washington for 30 years or for 3 years. You know, I just want somebody that's going to live up to their campaign promises.
I agree to that, too. But I just was curious, because term limits would take care of at least two Democratic problems that I know of. That would take out Nancy and the other one. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, McConnell. Yeah. And what is it? I don't know if you heard about Feinstein. She's, what, 100? And she's already filed paperwork to run for re-election for the U.S. Senate again. It's driving the Democrats nuts.
Not trying to be any human. More power to her. Hope she lives long and prosper. But she needs to get out of the Senate.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever she's in.
And David, to that point, there was a story. A pharmacist who serves Capitol Hill said that more than one member of Congress was taking Alzheimer's meds. The meds they use for Alzheimer's. And it does make you wonder what is going on up there. So, but David, God bless you. I hope you're enjoying KWAM.
I'll listen to you almost constantly now.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Real quick, let's go to Jacksonville, Arkansas. Philip listening to us on the great KARN. Hi, Philip. What's going on?
All right, I'll get right to the point. I'm a radical independent, have been all my life. Unfortunately, since there are no strong independent candidates, I have always voted Republican because they matched up more of what I wanted to see in our government. The reason that the Republicans and Democrats are, and I mean both of them, are going after Trump is because when he runs again, and he will be that strong independent candidate that this country needs.
Philip, I don't know if you remember back, the Ross Perot, was this 92? This was the Bill Clinton race. So Bill Clinton... Bill Clinton did not win. Yeah, it was Ross Perot could have won that thing. He screwed up a lot. He had a bad VP choice. What was the guy? What am I doing here, guy? What was his name?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but had he not had those, and then he dropped out of the race and came back in, I think Ross Perot could have actually won that race, that election cycle, if he'd have stuck with it.
Yes, if he was, I was on the Ross Perot candidates or the campaign in Colorado when he was running, and I just kind of threw my hands up and gave up on all politics when he dropped out like he did. I mean, the reasons he gave were stupid, but he dropped out. But now, Donald Trump is going to be the next independent candidate, and he will be the first independent candidate to become president. And that's why the Republicans and Democrats are trying so hard to impeach him, to make it against the law for him to run.
Philip, you are a wise man. I think you have nailed it. I think that's exactly what's going on. And they're terrified of this man, terrified. Philip, we got to run. We've got to wrap up the day here. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Want to thank our great team here. Claire and Grace and JP and Mary Ashlyn, our great intern. Good work, everybody. We're going to do this all over again on Monday. In the meantime, head over to ToddStarnes.com. Get yourself our free newsletter, our free podcast, and drop us a message or two. Get out there. Have a great weekend, everybody. Whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.